This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to once again express our greetings to each of you, and as well our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist for you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as that higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. You have but to close your eyes and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state to participate in that activity. And you will find once again as well that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, of course, that choice is yours absolutely. We will speak to you this afternoon about creation and conscious creation. About the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state that is influenced by your choices and your decisions and your thoughts and feelings, your imagination, by your expectations. A reality that's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Some of those beliefs and belief systems are a combination, once again, of the human consciousness belief system and what we refer to as the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems, all interacting with each other to result in this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Some of those belief systems are very difficult for you to alter or to step outside of. You have agreed to participate in and to create within the limitations placed upon yourself, of which those human consciousness and societal belief systems are a huge part of. Belief systems that you, in your altered state of consciousness, have agreed to participate in, and you have once again limited your capacity to understand or even to have any type of recall of that particular choice and agreement because of this so-called veil or electromagnetic type of energy that you have put in place in your vibrational level that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state and through various levels of consciousness to understand who and what you truly are, and to understand the techniques, if you wish, that you utilize to create and to maintain this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Belief systems that is put in place in what we refer to as the between incarnational state of consciousness can be very difficult for you to get a grasp on. Can be very difficult for you to comprehend in your so-called awakened consciousness that, and to various levels as well through other levels of consciousness that you participate in and experience while you maintain your presence in this vibrational level. And so the reality that you experience once again is a reflection of the belief systems that you hold and participate in. It's influenced by your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, what it is that you desire to experience, and your expectations. You see, expectations can be very difficult for one to grasp. One may have a desire to be involved in or experience a certain type of reality in your awakened consciousness state. You can even utilize your imagination as to what that would be like to be involved in that type of a reality. But the true question is, do you hold the expectation to have the capacity to create or to be involved in that particular type of a reality? And many times that expectation is influenced by the human consciousness belief system, by your societal belief systems, and by your individual belief system. There are certain realities that you're involved in that you once again have created and you have agreed to participate in other levels of consciousness that are directly related to the human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems, and to a certain extent as well to the individual belief system. For example, there are individuals who experience realities based upon various activities that they are participating in their awakened consciousness state. Activities that are a direct result of their choices and decisions. Now, as a result of being involved in that particular type of activity, you have a societal or a human consciousness belief system that that activity will result in certain realities. It will bring with it certain expectations of a reality that you can experience in your awakened consciousness state. If, for example, one is involved in some type of a physical activity that you as an individual and as a societal and as a human consciousness belief systems combined, you expect to result in certain type of reality creation. You expect to have some type of a physical, what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state might refer to as a benefit to your existence in that awakened consciousness state, is the result of choices and decisions regarding your physical activities. That reality, that expectation, is influenced once again by the individual belief systems, but also by societal belief systems. And as a result of those belief systems combining and your expectations of what it is that you desire to experience in your imagination, you create the reality. And so this physical activity brings to you what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as some type of a beneficial reality or experience. It's important to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are, the level from which you create the reality, does not make that judgment as to whether or not it's a beneficial or a non-beneficial reality or experience that you're involved in. It gives to you that which you desire based upon your belief systems and your expectations. It validates your beliefs and belief systems without judging, whether it's right or wrong. And so you're involved in this physical activity that your societal and individual belief systems, and to a certain extent the human consciousness belief systems, all influence your expectations so that you can expect a certain type of result to be forthcoming as a result of your being involved in these types of activities. One which, once again, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you view as being a very positive reality, a very positive experience, a very positive result from your activities. Now you can be involved in another activity. An activity, for example, where one is involved in consuming some type of substance that you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would view as being harmful to your physical being. Let's say, for example, someone is choosing on a continual basis to be involved in what you refer to as a negative habit of smoking. You, as a society and as individuals, and to a certain extent as a human consciousness combination of your belief systems, have the expectation that that will result in a negative impact upon your physical being. You hold the expectation that at some point you will indeed have a negative reaction to the continuous choices and decisions that you make to be involved in that activity. Similar to when you're once again involved in this specific physical activity that you believe will bring you some type of a positive response and result from the activity, you in your so-called human consciousness and your societal and your individual belief systems have the expectation that being involved in a habit of smoking will result as well in a reality, although one that's not quite as desirable as the one from the physical activities. And so you have that expectation, and you hold the belief in the belief system of what is about to occur, and it may take a very long time for you to bring that into your reality, but day after day after day you continue to make that choice and decision. You can label it whatever you want. The simplicity of it is it's a choice and a decision. It's based upon emotions and feelings. It's based upon desire. And it's based upon an expectation of what will result from this activity of continuously subjecting your physical body to that cigarette smoke or that inhalation of this what you and your society refer to as a very toxic type of substance. It's a belief system. A belief system that's a combination of a societal, of a human consciousness, and of individual belief systems. And it's an expectation that the individual has and holds that at some point you understand that as a result of these belief systems, the impact of this habit will be what you in your awakened consciousness system would refer to as negative. It's important to understand that the level of consciousness from which you create the reality has no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire, and it rejoices as much in your desire and your continuous choices and decisions to be involved in a physical activity that will result in what you in your awakened consciousness state might view as a positive or desirable result of that activity, versus being involved in a continuous smoking a habit, if you wish, that you in your awakened consciousness state will result in what you believe to be a negative experience. The spark of consciousness from which you create that reality makes no such judgment. It rejoices in giving to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, giving to you that which you expect to experience in your awakened consciousness state, rejoices in all the creations that you're involved in without judging whether it's right or wrong. That's an awakened human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so that stock of consciousness that you are judges all of the realities that you experience as positive, as desirable if you wish. It rejoices in that creation process, giving to you that which you desire, validating the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, validating that if you believe a continuous activity will result in a certain type of reality creation, it gives to you a validation of that belief or belief system without, once again, judging whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation process. So here in your awakened consciousness state, you are involved in this multitude of choices and decisions. And we've given you about two examples, one which you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as positive, and one that you would refer to as negative. What the irony it is that the ones that you refer to as being a positive experience, you in your awakened consciousness state, are not only willing to accept the responsibility for, but you feel that you have somehow accomplished a particular goal that you have set for yourself. And you rejoice, and you feel positive, if you wish, in what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as a very positive experience as a result of that activity that you participated in, based upon your belief systems and expectations. And you continue to make those choices and decisions and to have those expectations, and you feel like it's some type of accomplishment that you can hold up as being somehow very desirable. The other reality, however, that you view as a negative reality is much more harder to accept the full responsibility. To say, I physically, consciously made choices and decisions to be involved in this activity. You see, each time it's a choice or a decision. Even if you feel that someone else has put you into that position, it was your choice and decision to be put in that particular circumstance in the first place. At some point, at some level of your consciousness, you choose to participate in and to be involved in all of the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so when we use our example of someone who is involved in habitual smoking, that it is a result of a choice and a decision. One perhaps that is made consciously time and time and time again. Knowing full well the expectation, knowing that somewhere within you hold the belief that it will not be a beneficial result that's going to be forthcoming from this particular activity, and yet the choice and the decision is made continuously, and for whatever reason. It's really easy to give a reason. You see, when you're involved in the positive reality, when you're involved in the physical activity that you believe will bring you some type of a physical benefit, then it's much easier to find the excuse or the reason to be involved in that activity. However, when it's a smoking activity that's ultimately based upon your beliefs and belief systems going to result in some type of a negative reality experience in your awakened consciousness state, it's much more difficult to pick out, if you wish, a positive reason why you would be involved in that activity. And so one dwells on the negative activity. One dwells on the negative reasons. There are times you will hear an individual say, well, I enjoy that activity. If that's what you enjoy, then we can continue to be involved, understanding that somewhere within your consciousness, as a result of your choosing to be involved in this particular vibrational level, you have agreed to participate in the human consciousness and in the societal belief system. Very difficult to step outside of that. Some manage to do it well. Some manage to continue to be involved in this so-called smoking habit that we have used in as an example and live very long and productive lives with very few ill effects from the result of that activity. They are the exception. They are the individuals who manage to utilize an individual belief system that allows them to a certain extent in that particular issue to step outside of the societal belief system. It's not impossible. It's difficult. We have never said that it's impossible to step outside of either the human consciousness or the societal belief system. Just very difficult. And so for the majority of entities involved in certain activities that you view as being negative, both as a society and within the human consciousness belief system, and particularly in your individual belief system, the result will be a negative, if you wish, experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Therein lies one of the greatest differences between what you refer to as a positive experience and a negative experience. In the positive experience, one is willing to accept and to own that it was their choice and their decision, that it was based upon a desire, that it was based upon an expectation. When one is involved in the negative activities, and when one begins to experience the negative aspects that result from that activity, then it becomes much more difficult to own that, well, that's what I expected. That's the result of my choices and decisions. That's what I imagined would happen. That was my desire. Much more difficult to accept the responsibility, to admit that that's what one desired, when the result of that activity is what you in your awakened human consciousness state view as being negative. Once again, we reiterate that the spark of consciousness that you are makes no such judgment. Gives to you that which you desire. Gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems based upon your expectations, based upon your choices and decisions. And it does so rejoicing in the creation process. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that you view one as being negative and one is being positive. And so, choices and decisions based upon desire, based upon your imagination, your expectation, based upon your emotions and feelings. You see, when one is involved in that activity that you believe will bring to you some type of a positive reaction or experience, then your emotions and feelings are what you again in your awakened consciousness state would be viewed as positive. However, when one is involved in an activity that you, at some level of understanding, have the expectation that it will result in a negative experience, then indeed, it becomes much more difficult to accept the responsibility. It becomes much more difficult to accept that it's a validation, that it's going to result in emotions and feelings that you, in your awakened consciousness, that view as being negative. each is a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Some of the individual beliefs are much more difficult to grasp than others, because you see, some of those beliefs and belief systems you put in place in a level of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. You put in place, for example, this potential for one to have certain capacities to become addicted to certain elements. You put it in place. It doesn't mean that it's something that you can't exist without within this vibrational level. You put in place, and that possibility to have that experience is contained within your DNA. And depending upon your choices and decisions, you actually influence and alter the energy that surrounds your DNA. Depend upon your feelings and your emotions, depending upon what it is that you desire, you actually influence the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, you take various aspects of the DNA and you either have them become probabilities as opposed to possibilities, or conversely, possibilities as opposed to probabilities. And so you alter that DNA, you alter that belief or belief system. And it's not that it disappears, but you change your expectation. You change what it is that you desire. You change your emotions and feelings based upon making choices and decisions that are influenced by your beliefs and belief systems. You are in control. It becomes very difficult to suggest that when someone is experiencing what you believe in your so-called awakened consciousness state to be a negative experience, that that individual is in control. And yet, to suggest otherwise is to suggest that there are areas of your reality that you cannot control. It's to suggest that there are experiences that you are subjected to that you cannot control. Now, if you wish to hold that belief system, we're not suggesting for an instant that it's right or wrong. You see, we're not judging whether what you're involved in, what you participate in, what you believe is right or wrong. That's your choice. You can have whatever, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. The only judgment as to whether it's right or wrong is in your awakened human consciousness concept. At that level of consciousness, it does not exist at other levels of consciousness. We do not judge whether the reality you experience is a beneficial or whether it's a right or wrong. That's your choice. You can have it all, you not only can, but you do create your reality. And so, this reality that you're experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state, if it's a negative reality, it becomes very difficult to grasp the understanding and to own the responsibility for the creation of that reality, particularly when some of those beliefs or belief systems were put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. Your genetic makeup, if you wish, that you chose to experience in this particular incarnational period. The makeup of your DNA, which carries with it the possibility to have various experiences that you deem as being either positive or negative in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that are almost beyond your capacity to alter, based upon the human consciousness belief system, that various aspects of your DNA and your genetic makeup cannot be altered. Human consciousness and societal belief systems that influenced the reality that you experienced, that you agreed to hold and to participate in. You see, it's not like someone subjected you to that reality. It's not like someone came along and said, well, here it is. You must accept this human consciousness belief or belief system or this societal belief or belief system. You chose to be involved in that particular activity. You chose to maintain those particular beliefs and belief systems. And you chose to experience a reality that's the result of holding those particular beliefs or belief systems. It is not forced upon you. However, if you choose to believe that you don't have that choice, we, once again, are not going to judge whether that's right or wrong. You can have whatever it is you desire. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation. If that's what you wish to believe, go for it. If you wish to believe that there are entities that are in control of your reality, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It's not something that you should or should not experience. It's a choice that you make. Based upon your expectations, based upon your desires and your imaginations, you can have it. You will experience all types of realities that validate the beliefs or belief systems that you're not in control. You can have that, absolutely. And we would suggest that you entered into this vibrational level for the very purpose of experiencing a reality that you believe you're not in control of. You put in place an electromagnetic system or energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are for the very purpose of being able to experience these realities, believing that you're not in control. And so there's nothing wrong with that. This is not right or wrong. Right or wrong, once again, is a human consciousness concept. At the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire. So if you wish to believe you're not in control, go for it. It will give you realities that are much more intense than the realities that you experience when you understand that you are in control. And as a result of the intensity of those realities, you're actually accomplishing what it is that you entered into this vibrational level for in the first place, and that was to experience that intense range of emotions and realities without the understanding that it was your creation that caused and resulted in those emotions and realities in the first place. So, if you wish to believe that you're not in control, that's your choice, your decision. It just becomes very difficult for you when you do become involved in a reality that you find less than positive to have the capacity and the understanding either to alter it or to accept it. You see, when one is involved in this smoking eye example that we utilize, and one begins to experience a negative type of creation or experience in your awakened consciousness state as a result of what you refer to in passage of time, years of choices and decisions to continue to subject one's physical being to that type of what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as an abusive situation. And it results in a reality that you find less than desirable. Until one owns that the reality is a validation of their expectations, until one owns the responsibility for that creation process, it becomes very difficult to change it, absolutely. But many times, as a result of your human consciousness and your societal belief system, you have reached a point where it's almost impossible for you to return. You've spent many years achieving that particular reality. And when it's one that comes along that you find to be less than desirable, you'd like to immediately change it. You'd like to make it go away. Very difficult to do. You've spent a lifetime attempting to achieve it, whether it's one you believe you attempted to achieve or not. You actually did. You actually made the choices and decisions to validate your beliefs and belief systems, to give to you that which you desire, and your validate your expectation to bring into that reality this, what you refer to as a negative experience. And so it becomes difficult to own that you are the creator of that reality. It becomes difficult when one is attempting to reverse that reality. If you're involved in what we refer to as the positive activity, and one reaches a certain stage after years of participating in a physical activity that you believe will bring you what you refer to as a positive experience in this awakened consciousness stage, it takes a very long time for that to go away. Unless you do something absolutely drastic, you can quit the physical activity but still maintain the benefits of that particular type of activity for a very long time. But when one is involved in a negative activity that has resulted in what you refer to as a negative experience that also took years for you to accomplish, certainly because it's a negative experience, one would like it to go away immediately. Beliefs and belief systems, societal and human consciousness and individuals put a restriction on that type of a creation process, a restriction that you agreed to participate in. It's your restriction. It's your choice. It's not someone else's. And so while it's difficult for you to accept the responsibility, until you accept the responsibility, you cannot even begin to reverse the situation. And in many instances, once again, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, it's impossible for you to reverse that situation while it's impossible providing that you maintain those beliefs and belief systems. It's not impossible to step outside, just very, very difficult. And so as long as you maintain that belief and belief system, then it becomes very difficult for you to step outside and to reverse that situation. You have created a reality to validate your beliefs and belief systems. And when you begin to accept the responsibility, then once again, many times, it's almost beyond the point of reversing this negative reality. It doesn't just disappear magically because you choose to believe that it can't disappear magically. You hold the expectation that it will continue to influence the reality in your awakened consciousness state. However, when you begin to own the understanding, when you begin to own the creation process, when you begin to accept that it's your creation, then you may not necessarily be able to completely reverse what it took you years and years to accomplish. But you can accept. You can accept and be at peace with the creation process. And that in itself can bring you an understanding of who and what you truly are. Very difficult concept to grasp, and yet only by accepting does one have the potential, if not to reverse, at least to understand and be at peace. Very difficult. Many times when one reaches that point where you become involved in some type of creation process that's bringing this negative reality into your awakened physical consciousness state, to accept the fact that there is this fuck of consciousness that's rejoicing at the creation process becomes very difficult indeed. And at that point, many individuals give up their particular understanding of the creation process and allow another reality to be responsible. Begin to believe that there are other influences that are creating that reality. It doesn't matter what the name is, you can put it upon the name of some type of spiritual existence, some type of spiritual energy that controls your universe. It doesn't matter what terminology you use. The individual gives away their power. Because then you see, it's much easier to not accept the responsibility. And in a sense, one can also be at peace with the creation process. It's important to understand as well, once again, that we're not for an instant suggesting that one way is superior to another. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation process. You not only can have whatever it is you desire, you do have whatever it is you desire. Based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, your beliefs and belief systems, your attitudes, all influence this reality that you experience. It's your creation. And if you wish to experience a reality where you allow another in your awakened consciousness state to seemingly be in control, and if that's the reality you desire, then go for it. This is not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation. If one desires to search for the true emotions and feelings, the beliefs and belief systems that one employs in the utilization of this creation process, then once again, we firmly believe that there are a few simple activities that one can be involved in that will assist in that understanding that one can bring back into your awakened consciousness state. And one of the very best, without question, is the utilization of meditation. We suggested time and time again that the answers that you seek are within inside. You are not separated from who and what you truly are. You cannot lose your spirituality regardless of what type of choices and decisions you make in your awakened consciousness state. Regardless of the emotions and feelings that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, you cannot be separated from who and what you truly are. And if you wish to have answers to these beliefs and belief systems, then go with inside. The information that we give to you is that which you desire to hear. It's important to understand. We simply tell you what you desire to hear. We're not telling you something that we believe you should have or understand. We're telling you what you desire to hear. And we're telling you that if you want the answers to your creation process, if you wish to connect with this stock of consciousness that you are, if you wish to attain a more peaceful and understanding existence, then go with inside. Utilize meditation on a regular basis, and it will greatly assist you in this understanding of who and what you truly are. It will greatly assist you in obtaining and accepting the reality and the creation process that you utilize in this reality to bring to you that understanding that the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Going with inside can give to you that understanding that you create your reality, that you are the spark of consciousness you search for, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The three most important elements in your entire existence in this vibrational level. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems that allow you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with your experiences in your awakened consciousness state. Negative or positive is a human consciousness concept. It's a human consciousness judgment that you place upon the experiences that you have in your day-to-day activities. That spark of consciousness that you are creates your reality and rejoices in that creation process. And you have the capacity to make a connection with that so-called spark of consciousness that you are. And to, when you return to your awakened consciousness state, retain the memory of the feelings associated with that connection. The choice is yours, absolutely. As all the reality you experience in this vibrational level, the choice is yours. Now, we would leave you for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the act of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with well-being and peace.